More than 1 billion pounds of pesticides are applied every year on U.S. crops, from corn, wheat, and soybeans to apples and almonds. And that puts many field workers possibly in the path of toxic chemicals. In the first of three stories about pesticide use and safety, Harvest Public Media's Amy Mayer explores the risk from above.
July 28, 2017.
Story County 911.
Yes, I have an emergency out in the field.
It was a warm morning with a very light breeze. This caller was supervising a crew in a cornfield in central Iowa.
I have workers that were detasseling, and some may have gotten sprayed by a plane.
About a dozen workers reported sore throats or headaches. Some vomited after a plane flew nearby, spraying pesticides on an adjacent soybean field. They needed to get cleaned up quickly. Cody Lawrence was working for Monsanto in a field about 20 minutes away, but he had participated in a drill for this type of emergency. So when a call came from his office telling him what had happened, he knew what to do. He hooked up a trailer like this one and headed to the workers.
It's an 800-gallon water tank. Then we have a couple water pumps and shower heads.
Monsanto, now owned by Bayer, stages these decontamination units near its seed corn fields across the Midwest. When Lawrence arrived at the site, the response was well underway.
Everybody was calm. It wasn't frantic. Like, everybody appeared to have a purpose in what they were doing.
Lawrence witnessed a textbook emergency response to a situation that never should have happened. Human contact accidents like this one, either from the air or on the ground, may be rare, but it's hard to know for sure. Harvest Public Media found there's no national database. We asked six states how often these types of incidents are reported and found they don't always keep track. Iowa's Pesticide Bureau Chief Gretchen Pollock says she only found out about the 2017 incident because it was on the news.
We're not a 24-hour emergency response service. If there is an emergency, we always direct people to contact emergency response. But we did get out there that day.
After a long investigation, the Iowa Department of Agriculture fined the aerial spray company $2,000. The pilot's certification to apply pesticides was suspended, and he was cited for not applying them according to the EPA's instructions on the label.
The label is the law, and all the information on that label is absolutely essential.
But is the label enough? About 28% of all pesticides nationwide are applied from the air. Some aerial applicators do more than the label requires.
So we have air tractors. The one in front of you is a 502.
Meyer Agra Air in Wellsburg, Iowa, has written its own safety manual, which is stricter than any state or federal regulations. Company founder Joel Meyer says the concentration of most flown-on pesticides is light, about one soda can's worth across an area the size of a football field. He insists his pilots monitor 1 mile around the field they'll be spraying. Plus, year-round, he meets with seed corn companies and other area employers. That way, during the season, there's regular communication about where workers are in fields and when planes are flying nearby.
They know Meyer Agra Air's rule is 1 mile. So they're pretty confident that in areas that we're flying in that we're going to obey that.
All of this communication that you're doing, there aren't regulations or rules that require you to do that. That's just the procedures that you've developed.
Voluntary procedures, yes.
Meyer's also president of the Iowa Agricultural Aviation Association, and he wants tougher safety standards.
We're hoping that by us meeting with the Iowa Seed Association, that we find a way, whether it's in the licensing or the continuing education process, that some of these measures can be put into place.
Because pilots are the last line of defense between the pesticides and field workers nearby. We just don't know how often they make mistakes. Amy Mayer, Harvest Public Media.